to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to SBA Radio for Small Business Advice with SBA Director Ruben Garcia, Small Business Guest Expert, and your host, Cass Taylor, brought to you by CBeyond.net. Big solutions for growing your small business.
Segment is brought to you by our sponsor, CBeyond.net.
And hi there, my friend. This segment is brought to you by our sponsor, CBeyond.net, who has big solutions for growing your small business. Kaz Taylor here with SBA's, what's his name again? That Ruben Garcia.
Yes, sir.
The SBA Small Business Administration District Director for San Diego and Imperial Counties, and he knows things for our small businesses nationwide. So hang in there, my listening friend. You're going to love what we have to say to you today, because today we're going to join with both segments with one specific guest, because we think he has a twofold message. And he's an innovative businessman, and he has two innovative business models. One helps manage and organize your business space, my friend, and the other is an e-commerce office supply store that helps fund a number of nonprofits. I want you to meet Curtis Dadian. And Curtis, did I pronounce your last name right?
Perfect. You did well.
Very good. Curtis, tell us a little bit about California Space Management and how it helps our small businesses.
California Space Management has been around for about 28 years, believe it or not, and just this month we rebranded and launched a new company ID, name, and website called California Space Management Incorporated. Previously, the business was operating under the Filefax brand name. California Space Management targets all kinds of organizations, large, small, public, private, government, commercial, and we look for areas to improve the way they manage their space, utilize their resources, and handle their information.
Very good. Well, you know, I'm enamored by your two hats that you wear here. We're going to spend the first segment, if you don't mind, Curtis, talking about California Space Management. And it was formerly known as?
As Filefax.
As Filefax.
Correct.
Well, Ruben, any thoughts?
A lot of people are probably wondering, Curtis, what kind of organizations does California Space Management serve?
Sure. I'm tempted to say all kinds, which would be true, and you may hear that a lot, but probably be more accurate to say that we serve organizations that are actively seeking ways to improve the way they utilize their space and materials, that they're open to ideas and they're willing to make some changes. And when we connect with them at the right time, it gives us an opportunity to make a pretty big impact. So our job is to make ourselves known. We want to make sure the marketplace understands that we're out there, they have an idea of what we do, and they know how to find us when they need us. They don't all need us when we happen to connect with them.
Sure.
We've got a pretty niche targeted offering. So we think that most organizations of any kind of size or substance during their life cycle will benefit from what we have to offer. So we just want to make them aware of us and make sure that we're accessible to them.
Well, one of the things that I was thinking right now, there's a lot of businesses that are listening right now, Curtis, and they're saying, maybe I could use their services, but how do you determine, you know, what they need and if you can or can't help them?
Yeah, in fact, Curtis, one of the things that strikes me is space management is kind of a general term.
Yeah.
It could be space management of how to better and more effectively place my employees in my workspace.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing could be space management if somebody has inventory and things like that, how to better locate that. So do you deal with either or both?
Well, they're linked. And so I would say both, but we focus primarily on materials and information.
Mm-hmm.
But the way we help them manage the materials can oftentimes impact the personnel layout. And many times we'll be asked to come in and improve space utilization for materials because they're trying to add personnel and they don't have the space to do it. Other times it might be that the materials, whether it's inventory, records, or supplies, are expanding at a rate that has taken over their facilities and they've got to just simply condense it or increase the capacity within that footprint. So the way in which we do that, to start to answer your question, is a lot of questions that we ask, we listen intently, and we look for specific things that tell us we can help. And when we find that, we engage in a detailed survey process, which would involve observing the operation, a lot of counting, a lot of measuring, heading back to our offices and laying some design ideas down with our designers, and then seeing what kind of an impact we can make. Once we do that, it becomes pretty clear to the project, to the client, to us, whether or not we have a valuable solution for those clients or not. And many times, you know, we might think they're operating close to optimal now. It may not be the right time for them to engage in some of the things we have to offer. Other times we think, hey, we've got a really big opportunity here to make a significant impact, and then we'll share that with the client, hopefully engage.
Well said. Curtis Dadian is with California Space Management, and he's going to give you more insights on helping small businesses. I appreciate the things that you have to say there, but one of the things our small business people will appreciate is examples, our examples. So what can you tell us by virtue of examples?
Sure. Yeah, and I'm just looking at the small list of projects we have going on right now currently. Yeah, we're at the Palomar-Palmerado Hospital here in Escondido currently. The task there was to try to find a way to integrate over 1,000 lockers into this new healthcare facility. It's really designed to be the hospital of the future.
Wow.
And we're excited about that. That job's going on currently right now.
Mm-hmm.
A project of the past I'd bring up as an example is the University of San Diego, Jenny Craig Pavilion, where their basketball team competes, and they'd like to have their equipment right there in their facility for practice and game time. And a few years ago, they were simply out of space. They had a pretty tight area to work with, and we were able to triple the capacity for their basketballs, their uniforms, and their shoes.
Wow.
So they could keep those materials right there with them and not have to walk back and forth between facilities on a daily basis.
And so, Curtis, that's really important because you were talking about 1,000 lockers at Palomar. That's a lot of lockers. But, you know, just breaking it down simply to most people is if they have a business and they're getting tight for space, obviously the logical thing for most of them is just, well, I'll start stacking stuff on top of other stuff, right?
Yes.
is that a good idea or is that a bad idea?
So thanks for the leading question. As you might imagine, that's not always the best idea. And that's one of the clues that we look for. Many times we don't have to be real detailed to find some of these clues. They jump out at us. We've got hallways filled with boxes, shelves, and storage areas piled on top of one another with no aisles left to access them. And, of course, those are the things, those are the big giant red flags that tell us, hey, we can help right now. And, in fact, not only do you need to consider this to operate better, but we've got to minimize some risk for you here as well, and we can do that too.
When you do that, though, do you also provide, I'm sure you do, you know, safety standards for them? For example, if they're going to go up and they're going to put shelving or racking or those types of things, you know, they have to be certain capacities, right? You make sure that all that's included.
Of course, yeah. The code here in San Diego, where we operate mostly, is 18 inches below a sprinkler head.
Oh, good.
So we honor that strictly.
Yeah, so you're aware of all the safety features. Now, what's the greatest challenges that this business faced today?
Business is tough out there right now. As we all know, the economy's been challenging. Things are moving more slowly than they did in years past. Decisions are being made more slowly. Clients are more cautious when to engage and who to engage with. So we have to be more patient than ever before. But like always, it still comes down to people. And, you know, we need to attract quality people so we can grow and expand and do the things we want to do. And that's not always the easiest thing to do. Even in a market like this where we think we've got a lot of people out there looking for work, looking to join an organization, to find the best is kind of what we try to do. And that's our mission, to add quality people to our team regardless of the economic environment. We're going to find a way to find the clients that need us, the ones we can benefit the most and engage. And once we do, we've got to be able to deliver the best solution that comes back to the people we have.
There you go. Curtis, you've been around for over 25 years. You've served more than thousands of clients. If somebody wanted to get hold of you, they wanted to contact you, how would they do it?
Sure. Well, I'd welcome them immediately. We're pretty excited to announce our new website, caspacemanagement.com. That's the first way to find us, caspacemanagement.com. And I'm happy to give my direct line out as well. They can call me at 858-726-3806 anytime at all.
Okay.
Got an 800 number, 800-827-1707 as well.
And again, CA Space Management is not CA Space, like the space bar. It's the word space, right? C-A-S-P-A-C-E.
Good.
Yes, thank you. Correct.
Good catch, Ruben.
I don't want people getting confused. I'm a simple person, and I like things simple.
So. I was starting to space out myself. You know, Curtis, you talk about this new website. What other new things do you have on the horizon that our small business people might be appreciative? We only have about just under a minute.
Sure. trying to expand our offering and add to the things that we can bring to our clients. And we've recently added more industrial product lines and items focused on solving warehouse solutions, material management solutions, and we're pretty excited about that. We think there is a large opportunity to do much more than we've done in past years in that area. We've also added modular millwork recently and are focusing more on projects that involve that kind of work, copy centers, mailroom centers, areas that are typically overrun with materials, and they always need to be handled better, and we've got some solutions to do that today.
Very good. You know, we're talking with Curtis Dady, and he's a two-hatted guy, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the second hat in the next segment. Mm-hmm. You're an innovative guy, and appreciate your heart for helping nonprofits as well. And that's a different name, I guess, isn't it? It's called the Giving Office?
Correct.
And we're going to talk more about that in the next segment. Before we conclude this segment, any word of inspiration for our small businesses that are looking to improve their space management?
Absolutely. Engage us, reach out to us, and give us an opportunity to come and look at your operation. Like I say, we like to engage. The last thing we want to do is press our services upon anybody. But the more we know, the more we're able to help and make some recommendations, and hopefully we can benefit all of you out there.
Right. My small business friend, if you're tired of walking around things mm-hmm. and tripping over things, this might be a good solution. It would be worth a contact anyway.
Yes.
Curtis, you're going to stay with us for the next segment. Appreciate that. Thank you for being an inspiration and an innovator and an entrepreneur. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
This segment has been brought to you by our sponsor, CBeyond.net, who has big solutions for growing your small business. We're going to bring our guest back for the next segment to tell of his innovative ways to give back to the people in need through linking his business to support nonprofits. Mm-hmm. SBA Radio, broadcast from WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to WSRadio.com/barter. That's WSRadio.com/barter.
Did you know? A 2009 survey of 22 U.S. hedge fund managers by London-based Moonraker Fund Management found that 90% of these managers had bought physical gold for personal investment. Isn't it time you consider gold? You don't need to be a market professional to enjoy the benefits. Gold is for people looking to diversify their portfolio. It's a scarce resource with intrinsic value. Talk to your financial advisor, then call. And speak with Goldline to learn more about the types of gold available, including Swiss and French gold coins and proof American coins. Considering gold as part of your diversification strategy is common sense. Call Goldline at 800-711-9043. Ask them about the different payment options and read the important risk information to see if owning gold is right for you. As a thank you for your call, you'll receive the latest issue of the American Advisor Newsletter, a $25 value with the Goldline Investor Kit. Call Goldline today at 800-711-9043. 800-711-9043.
San Diego has always been known for big things, like Big Sun, Big Surf, and now big solutions for growing your small business. That's right, CBeyond, a national provider of communications and IT services for small businesses, is offering local and long-distance calling, high-speed broadband, mobile, web hosting, data backup and security, and more. For details, log on to cbeyond.sandiego.net. That's the letter C, beyond.sandiego.net. CBeyond in San Diego. It's more than big. It's huge. Huge.
Could your business use $10,000 to $500,000 in cash flow to grow faster? Do you need money for things like purchasing inventory or advertising your business? If you do, call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant offers a variety of working capital programs for your business. While banks have tightened up their criteria to give money to small businesses, AmeriMerchant is providing working capital to all types of businesses every day. They even have special programs that allow your business to purchase inventory or advertise with no money up front. Grow your business today with up to $500,000 in new cash flow in as little as 7 days only from AmeriMerchant. Call us right now for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. Call us 24 hours a day for a free quote. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570.